Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Maloney. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here's your host, Sean Maloney.
Welcome to episode 112, Unwritten Rules to a Crazy Seller's Market. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. This week, I want to talk to you about being both a buyer and seller's agent, as well as broker, in a confusing and crazy seller's market like we're in. One where you have an appointment now and 25 seconds later, it's already canceled for an over-asking, multiple offer acceptance. This can be very depressing, can be disheartening, and it can have a negative effect on your business if not handled correctly. So first off, let's go over from a buyer agent perspective. Something you need to do is heavily educate. Heavily educate through the idea of solds, under agreements, as well as things that are on the market. A lot of agents will talk about there's no inventory on the market, but they're not paying attention to every single weekend there is new inventory coming on and going. There just isn't a back build of inventory. There is new inventory every week. Multiple hundreds locally are coming on and going under agreement. You do not want them to think there's no inventory, because when you think there's no inventory, they're not ready to make offers because there's no inventory. They're not understanding there is quite a bit of inventory coming on. It's just not enough to satisfy the market to grow based on how many buyers we have, which means that we have things going under agreement every single weekend. Another thing you can use is when you're working with somebody more long term, the one that got away, the one that was $400,000 that you knew they had no shot at, show them it as a sold when it closes out at $450,000. It can really help when it comes to the person just understanding, okay, this is where the value is. Because remember, understand, in a crazy market, anything can happen. As a buyer agent, when an offer is accepted before you show it, it's not personal, it's business. So we need to explain to them, saying, oh, we'll go on Saturday is no longer acceptable. And now, guys, I mind you, there are agents out there only allowing weekend showings, doing no showings, and then accepting an offer before the weekend. Yes, the word sight unseen actually exists. While I'm not one that likes sight unseen offers, they do exist and it is going on. Your clients need to step it up and be serious. Maybe they're not a sight unseen client, but letting them know that these are the things going on out there and pushing and saying, can we get in and get in early, because of the idea of you don't want to go on Sunday afternoon. You need to have your clients understand we might need to cancel our Saturday plans and get in the first things first as quick as we can. Now, mind you, I understand those sight unseen ones, they're going to go. It is what it is. Not everyone's going to like them. And as a seller's agent, good luck. Hopefully they like it when they see it, because people cry babies and they're going to get mad if they see it and they don't like it. Then they're going to want out, and then that's going to put you in the mess of putting it back on. But just know that ultimately, no longer can we let the client sit back and wait. You are not the only agent looking out for homes for their clients. So help your clients understand speed and strength are both important to winning. I know a lot of people think just because they've got a lot of money, oh, I've got cash, I've got this, that they're just automatically going to win. But the problem is if the house is already gone before you made the offer, you're not going to win for a house that doesn't exist. It's always important for us just to keep in mind, we got to keep people calm in an aspect of, like, we don't want them panicking, but we also have to keep them educated in an aspect of we don't want them feeling comfortable heading to little Johnny's baseball game instead of going out to look at the house. We may have to miss a baseball game or two if we want to play ball in the game of real estate. And remember now, buyer's agency, it's a very tough place to be. Constant contact, constant communication, right? In this type of marketplace, even if they didn't get it, you want to respond right back with why they didn't get it. You want to be ready to send them that listing, like I said again, in the future when it does close, so they understand where they're closing out at. You want to make sure to be getting them that sold data. And another thing is, if there's no news, that's news. Text them that there's no news. Keep in touch with your people. If there's no new listings this week, don't just hide out and say, ah, man, I wish there was new listings for the person. Let them know there's no new inventory this week. Let's keep our eye on the marketplace. If you lose too much of a pulse with your clients in a crazy seller's market, they may think that you're just silent and that they want someone more aggressive and they want someone that's going to look out more for their interests. This can be an issue when it comes to holding on to a lot of buyer clients, especially when they're trying to double book. So remember, at the beginning of this whole thing, when you're in these types of fast-paced marketplaces, you want to explain to your clients, I may not be able to be at every showing. I will certainly do my best to make every time you say, but because of this jump now world, I may not be able to make it at the same time. But if I don't, and you do decide you like it and you want to make an offer, I can happily carve out certain times, drive over on my own, look at it as well, if I can't make it the same day as you. Why do I prep people like this? Well, I want to prep them for the future so that issues like, say, yesterday in my schedule where I was supposed to have two different buyers and I didn't know whether they were going to be okay because I'm not sure if I was going to be able to make all the appointments, but then I got an offer accepted from the day before which canceled half my appointments. So rather than say to one of them or the other one, I can't do that time, can you do this time, and moving their schedules all around based on my schedule, I let them have their schedule and I say to them, if you like the place, let me know. Get in my car, I'll buzz right over there, I'll reach out to the agent, I'm sure they'll let me go through. I know with COVID times it can be tough to get an appointment as a consumer, but a lot of times the real estate industry professional, they know that I can walk through the house in about 15 to 20, maybe 30 seconds each room. That means I'm only going to be there a couple of minutes, just get a good idea of what we're making an offer on and make sure that I see things that the client may not have seen, and then I ask those pragmatic questions to make sure that it is the right one. When in these types of crazy marketplaces, it's often that we find buyers just putting offers in on things in desperation. We got to be careful of that. So us as the agent, we're not there to beat up their dreams, not there to change or alter their mind, but we're there to bring up the realities of such things as they thought we needed a garage. This house not only doesn't have a garage, but doesn't even have space for one to be built here in the future. Are you sure this is going to work for you? Now, those salespeople out there, I call them salespeople really slow like that because I'm thinking of them as like salesy. It's like, no, we're a Move Mentor here at Move Mentor Realty. I want to educate you that it's the wrong property. I don't mind that you don't buy that one, and I don't mind. It's not wasting my Saturday. It's getting you the correct home. So me as the agent, I need to think, how do I get my client the correct home? Now, let's jump on the other side. Sellers, agents. Let's talk. Let's talk a little bit about this crazy seller's marketplace. First off, drop the games and make the open houses open all the time. No appointment necessary, open house. I know you can't have everyone in at once, but you certainly can have a line. Second off, why do we not have showings all week long to jam everybody into the weekend? If you want to have an offer deadline, you can still have an offer deadline. You can tell people you got to wait all week. But why make us all go on Saturday and Sunday to jam all together? I'm not sure about you agents, but I actually have a life sometimes, not the past 8 weeks because no one's giving me a daily appointment. They're just giving me weekend ones, but it makes no sense. And ladies and gentlemen, you're not doing anybody a service. You're actually hurting your business. You're hurting your clients. Remember, you're a fiduciary for them. And if you're telling me that you think it's best in their financial terms to just let people on the weekends, I'll tell you you're a liar because you don't understand. Not everybody has Saturday and Sunday off. This isn't 1980 or before when we had blue laws and weekends and stuff. We have people working 365. Some people have weekends off. Some people have weeknights off. Some people have weekdays off. Make the property available to everybody, but also make it available so agents can show it. I had two houses this weekend passed that I couldn't show because the agents couldn't find a time for me to see the client's property. I have a well-qualified buyer on both, ready to make an offer on that exact property, and they're willing to kick it out because they think they have other offers. Agents, be careful. I'm telling you, you're all getting spoiled, and you're going to realize pretty soon that when the market slows down or changes at all, the bad reputation you made for you stays forever. So the person that you didn't allow to see the home, not only are they mad, but they actually hate you. And they keep it in their mind because you're the person in their mind that kept them out of the house. I know maybe their offer wouldn't have been the strongest. I know maybe they wouldn't have got it. But in their mind, the only thing that stopped them from getting the home was you. And if you want them to think that, then continue on with the not being able to book people appointments. Continue on with the not being able to make the property available till the weekend and then accepting an offer on Monday. Continue on with that type of rhythm and see how the industry feels like. Another thing as a seller's agent is, I know there's a lot of phone calls. So first off, buyer's agents, leave the seller's agents alone until the offer deadline, at which point you send an email checking in if you haven't heard anything. Calling them 15 times doesn't get your offer accepted, just annoys them. But I want to say, as a seller's agent, do not complain about phone calls when your listing is lacking information. Give the agents the information and the documents needed so they don't have to call you. There's nothing I hate worse than calling an agent about a lead paint form or a seller's disclosure that it says right on the sheet, it's mandatory that you include those documents. Why give me the instructions for writing an offer but not give me the documents? the paperclip on the MLS system is where all those documents should exist. If your clients have recent upgrades, if your clients have utilities, if your clients have, why do you not have all the facts and figures? What bedroom? How much floor is it on? How big is it? What features does it have? Enough about the best neighborhood, blah, 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 and put in the information about the house. This is the digital era. And remember, during COVID times, not everyone's going to physically come out to your house to see it. So if you don't have all the information in, you're actually losing possibilities by not attracting everybody, by not putting the full information in. And again, I know there's a lot of list agents out there that are in, like, basically neutral. They're just rolling downhill. They're just enjoying the fact that they're selling themselves. That's not a fiduciary, guys. That's not taking best care of your client, but it's also not maximizing your potential. Realize as a list agent, normally we say somewhere in the 3 to 5 deals off of a listing. We're in probably the 5 to 10 range right now because there's so many buyers out there. If you're not building buyer databases, if you're not building past clients and future clients right now, then I'm not sure what you're doing. I know a lot of people out there trying to conserve their time, trying not to show the house off, and trying to just get it sold and get paid as quick as possible. Put back the old skills of real estate. Let's get back to showing it all the time. Let's get back to normality. Let's cancel out this whole world of no showings until and this and that. Let's follow the MLS rules. Because remember, first off, it's an MLS rule violation. Second off, it's a realtor violation. Third off, it's actually against the law to not do your fiduciary duties to your clients. So make the good decisions that you know are going to find success for your clients in real estate. And overall, everybody, let's just get along. This is a crazy seller's marketplace. It won't be here forever, and it'll be in the opposite direction someday. We'll be talking about how to win in a crazy buyer's marketplace. But for now, enjoy it. Keep on selling. If you're complaining about the number of inventory units out there, I would say how many outbound phone calls and how much inventory generation are you doing? If you sold more units than you listed last year, you're part of the problem. Thanks for listening this week. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, reach out to me. Subscribe. Make sure to tell your friends to subscribe. And I look forward to talking to you next week.